I look through tape.
The ground floor lobby of the Black Family Visual Arts Center is arguably one of the most unique public spaces on the Dartmouth campus. Completed just recently in 2012, the VAC, as it's colloquially called, houses the Studio Arts Department, the Film and Media Studies Department, the Digital Humanities Department, and the Low Auditorium. The building is 3 stories tall and is primarily composed of visual arts classrooms, but the middle of the building is open, forming a sort of indoor courtyard. There's a large lobby here from which one can see the balconies of all 3 floors. The most striking element of the space is the arrangement of crimson-red couches that fills the room, almost forming wide rectangles in their arrangement. The couches are low and flat with backs that really only rise to half of a sitting person's height. The seats are expansive and added onto by large footrests that serve as extra seating. There are 2 levels, one about 3 feet higher than the other, separated by a few low staircases. Each space is confined by clear waist-height walls and railings that enclose the red couches. What's peculiar about the space is how quiet it usually is. At times, people use it for congregating, but the majority of the time, it's used by a few students who utilize it as a workspace. The continuity of the couches makes it easy to sit near each other, but no one seems to. This may be due to the fact that the seating is so spread out that no one would face each other, but there are a lot of factors that set the tone of the space. First of all, the huge ceiling makes for an echo effect and any noises that can be heard all the way up to the 3rd floor. The entire lobby also seems austere and is formed of hard edges and, as mentioned, a few bold colors. It's part of an arts building, but lacks the communicative energy that's often associated with the arts. What it does have, though, is an impressive monumentality. There is 1 table set into the wall placed in a little alcove, the only place with outlets and also the only place that is acoustically sheltered. And surprisingly, the alcove's walls are the same crimson color as the couches. It's an interesting design for sure, but the purposes behind it are less clear.